Hello, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Monday, 1st of April. Firstly, in India, speaking at a campaign rally yesterday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he decided to strike Balakot in Pakistan in February because he believed that terrorism in India was being remote controlled. That Pakistan will die its own death. The Bharatiya Janata Party rally was reportedly beamed across 500 places in India. Modi is using India's anti-Pakistan sentiment to draw votes for the Indian general elections in April and May. Some Indians may consider voting again for the BJP. Recent election surveys and the outcome of the state elections in five states last December indicate that BJP, which won the first single party majority in 2014, is no longer invincible. In Nepal, 25 people have been killed and more than 400 injured after a storm hit southern Nepal. Late yesterday, the storm destroyed houses, uprooted trees, and toppled electricity poles. Authorities are warning that the death is expected to increase as information about the storm is still coming in. Storms causing high casualties in spring are rare in Nepal. Clients in affected areas in Nepal are advised to address possible disruptions, transport and supply chain. Sri Lanka. The Sri Lankan government will make changes to the cabinet by appointing a few more non-cabinet and state ministers. Currently, the cabinet is composed of 30 members, including President Maithripala Sirisena and Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe, with many of them holding more than one portfolio. It appears that Sirisena's Sri Lanka Freedom Party, or SLFP, and the Wickremesinghe's United National Party have struck a compromise since the country's recent political crisis. A split between the two leaders, four SLFP lawmakers have joined the government. The government has held discussions to reduce the number of portfolios held by some ministers and assign them to the four SLFP MPs. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.